very good to continually welcome you to Dakota Valley High School. Robert L. Peterson, Memorial Field here in North Sioux City, South Dakota, as we bring you coverage of regional high school football on KPMO. We've got a good matchup coming your way from the 11A ranks tonight as the Chamberlain Cubs take on the Dakota Valley Panthers. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Potsdam State Farm Insurance, by May Adam, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Power Sports in Acoma, Agtegra, By Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock, Venture Communications, and the Jet Lanes. Our coverage of regional high school football is also brought to you tonight by CarSwap, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram, Bowie Foods, Access Health, Chamberlain, Byrie Brothers, Chamberlain Ready Mix, Farmco, the Oasis Pump and Pack, Chamberlain Food Center, Al's Oasis, the West 40, Arrowwood Resort and Conference Center, C&B Operations, First Interstate Bank, and the First Dakota National Bank. John F. is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight for our coverage of regional high school football. Chamberlain gets their season underway last week at home. They come out on a short end of a 40-8 score to Lenox for Dakota Valley, the number 4-ranked team in Class 11A football. They got a victory last Friday night, knocking off Vermillion. Final score in that football game was 15-3. As Dakota Valley comes in, a very highly regarded football team coming in, getting a lot of attention in preseason polls. And all in all, this is kind of a senior-led football team, not necessarily the biggest football team you will see when you compare lineups. Chamberlain is going to have some size advantage along the offensive and defensive lines, but skill position players Dakota Valley has, they've had some kids that have been part of the varsity program for a long time. Should be an interesting matchup for Chamberlain, and we are glad that you are joining us tonight for our coverage of regional high school football. This is the pregame show, and it's brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Let's take a three-minute break. We'll talk about what's going on around Central South Dakota as far as high school football is concerned, and we'll have much more, including a conversation with Jeff Rademacher, head coach of the Chamberlain Cubs. That and more as the pregame show continues. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Potsdam State Farm is your Central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsdam State Farm. They'll take care of all of your insurance and financial service needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsdam State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
At First Interstate Bank in Chamberlain, they know that champions play as one, one team with one goal. And they also know that champions don't just happen. They are built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on First Interstate Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit First Interstate Bank in Chamberlain today. First Interstate Bank in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
Hi, this is John at CarSwap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram here in Chamberlain, South Dakota. We're having a huge truck blowout sale. $4,500 off of any new truck on our lot or $6,000 off of any order unit. Now that includes all rebates, including trade assist and finance. Only here at CarSwap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, Chamberlain. CarSwapChrysler.com.
Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office. You can rely on Dr. Swenson and Cowan for comprehensive general dentistry, providing an excellent facility with the highest quality dental care. Swenson Cowan Dental Office serves Pierre and the surrounding areas. A friendly, local practice offering a calm and comfortable environment. Make an appointment by calling 224-5966, 224-5966. Swenson Cowan Dental Office is proud to support area youth in their activities, cheering them on to victory. Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office in Pierre. Access Health Chamberlain welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Chamberlain, assuring access to quality health care. Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Dakota Valley, which is North Sioux City, South Dakota. We are just a few miles. In fact, you can see the Nebraska, see across and see into Nebraska across the Missouri River. Absolutely beautiful facility here at Dakota Valley. Beautiful night for high school football. There is going to be a little bit of a north wind, which would be probably a 5 to 15 mile an hour breeze. Temperature in the upper 80s as we approach kickoff. And with a little bit of rain down here in southeastern South Dakota that they have received over the last couple of weeks, it will get a little sticky here before we are done this evening. But all in all, a great night for high school football as the crowds file in here at Dakota Valley High School. The schedule of games here this afternoon and evening, several games played this afternoon. As Todd County was at Cheyenne Eagle Butte, Tias Patopa and Tias Pazina was on the road at Crazy Horse this afternoon. McLaughlin was at Red Cloud. Also, Pine Ridge was at Winnebago, Nebraska. We saw their bus as they were traveling home on I-29. Some of the other games around Central South Dakota tonight, it is Faith at Harding County Bison. It's Timberlake at Newell tonight. And Rapid City St. Thomas More is at Rapid City Christian. Pure Governors are on the road this evening. They will travel to Brookings to take on the Bobcats. Also, Potter County hosts Falkton tonight. Harriet, Selby area, is hosting Lemon McIntosh. Kimball White Lake is at Howard. Miller Highmore Herald is at Menno, taking on Jim River. Sully Buttes is at Langford tonight. Kadoka is at Lyman. And Mount Vernon Plankington is hosting Trip Delmont Armor Andy Central Dakota Christian. Of course, at Castickney is at Oldham Ramona Rutland. Stanley County is at home tonight. They are hosting Dupree. Matchup kicking off at 7 o'clock, along with Gregory at Platte Geddes this evening. That's some of the games that are going on around Central South Dakota. Also, games that we have for you coming up next week. We'll be off for the Labor Day weekend, of course, next Thursday. We will be at Chamberlain. It will be Chamberlain taking on Crow Creek. Volleyball match scheduled to get underway at around 7 o'clock with our pregame show. Football next Friday night will originate from Fresho as Lyman hosts White River. That will be a 7 o'clock kickoff and a 6:40 pregame. Volleyball action on Saturday, September 10th. It will be Miller taking on Potter County. That should be an interesting early season matchup a week from tomorrow up in Gettysburg. We had the opportunity earlier to talk to Jeff Rademacher, head coach of the Chamberlain Cubs. We'll get his comments after we take a 3-minute break. This is coverage of regional high school football from KPLO.
for the biggest and best selection of hunting and fishing supplies and food and gas all in one stop, it's Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Oklahoma. Use your Dino Pay app to save money on every tank of gas. Oasis Pump and Pack offers the largest cold beverage offerings in the region, and they're your home for hot stuff pizza, food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and grab-and-go snacks. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Oklahoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in the many school activities that enrich all our lives.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741, 734-5741.
Hometown, locally owned, and service that is truly friendly. We are the Chamberlain Food Center, and it's our goal to get you the most for your food dollars and offer you the finest meats and produce. A full-service deli and bakery loaded with homemade goodness awaits, and now you can get points for free items and big discounts with our CFC Rewards app. Experience food shopping the way it should be at the Chamberlain Food Center. Proud sponsors of the Chamberlain Sports Broadcast. And thank you to all educators and students who make our school system great.
The right nutrition, animal health, and record management is key to having a profitable cattle program. That's why you want to work with the people at FarmCo. They'll take the time to learn your operation and help you grow your business. They're your full-service agriculture provider of feed, seed, animal health, farm, and ranching equipment. Build on terrific service. Get to know FarmCo in Chamberlain, Kimball, Platt, and Winter, proud supporters of high school athletes. Visit them online at FarmCoSD, FarmCoSD.com.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other opportunities our schools offer. Al's Oasis Restaurant, Clothing, and Gift Shop congratulates everybody who contributes and competes during the school year. We at Al's Oasis are proud of all you do and are happy to bring you this game. Thanks to the many young people who work with us at Al's Oasis. Good luck in all you do and enjoy the school year from all of us at Al's Oasis Clothing, Gift Shop, and Restaurant, a South Dakota tradition for over 100 years. When you're busy taking in all the area school activities, remember, you'll find one stop with more to offer. You guessed it, the West 40 Food and Fuel in Oklahoma. We have what you want right at I-90 exit 260 in Oklahoma, including Arby's for quality quick food options. You'll like our large selection of beverages and snacks in our West 40 C store, and we have an all-new car wash at the West 40. We're proud to support our area young people and this broadcast of the Chamberlain Cubs. Have a great year from West 40 Food and Fuel in Oklahoma. The best place to go for your next family reunion, wedding, or business meeting, or just a getaway, is the newly renovated Arrowwood Resort and Conference Center at Cedar Shore. You'll like the new guest experiences and accommodation updates to make your stay even more enjoyable while experiencing our always exceptional hospitality, including direct TV access in every room. Arrowwood Resort and Conference Center is proud to support the students who participate in all the activities at Chamberlain High School.
Pre-game show is underway. We talked to the coaches. Our Keys to Success segment from the folks at May Adams. Jeff Rademacher of the Chamberlain Cubs joins us. And, Coach, got your first game in, a loss to Lenox at home last Friday. What were your thoughts?
Lenox is a good team, and we kind of expected that. But we played tough defensively, but we just kind of had bad breaks offensively. Like I said, Lenox is a good team.
Injuries are a part of it, and you're going to have to work without a quarterback, and that's going to be a big blow to what you want to do offensively. How does that change your game plan?
Yeah, absolutely. With our quarterback going out the second or third play last week, and we had to make some adjustments. But, Ty has been working hard this week, and he's just really taken over the leadership role of the offense, and he's just doing a good job. So we're just going to continue to do what we do.
Looking at your lineups and comparing it to Dakota Valley's, you've got a lot of size, and that's one thing that I think you're going to have against most teams. When you look at your offensive line, your guys are big.
Yeah, we are big. And we got a couple guys with some experience, so that's always helpful. Those two guys that have experience, they're helping out the other big guys. So, yeah, I'm excited for them this year.
You want to be challenged early in the season. You will be tonight against Dakota Valley, fourth-ranked team in Class 11A. Long road trip for you, too. You guys are road warriors, kind of like the KPFL sports guy.
Yeah, we 3 hours on the road, that's a long time, but I think we're ready. We've watched a lot of film, and we've got a good game plan, I believe.
And I think for you, like you said, your defense played well last week, and your defense is going to be asked to do some things tonight.
Absolutely. I think, their quarterback's left-handed quarterback, and he likes to sling it around, so our DB's got to be ready to play, and I'm hoping we get some pressure up front that, maybe he can throw one at us and we can pick one off.
Relatively new facility here at Dakota Valley, field turf and everything else. I mean, this is a complex. This is a campus we're playing on here. It'd be nice to do this more often, but I think one thing, the kids just need to be focused on the game and not gawking around in the first half.
Absolutely. We're out there stretching right now, and we're trying to keep them as focused as we can, and we're ready to play.
You kept in the locker room a little bit more, too, and that's another thing to keep in mind. It's a little warm. I think it was 93 when I got here. There's a little bit of a breeze, but humidity is going to come up later on, too. Conditioning and stamina are going to be tested before we're done here.
Absolutely, and that's both sides of the ball. It's warm for us, it's warm for them.
All right, Coach, best of luck.
Sounds good, thank you.
Jeff Rademacher of the Chamberlain Cubs, that is our keys to success. We're back with starting line.
C&B Operations, your John Deere dealer of choice in Chamberlain, appreciates the many young people and educators who are role models and leaders in our high schools, universities, and technical schools. We're glad to support our students involved in sports and other student activities. They are the future of agriculture. C&B Operations works to exceed your expectations and be your John Deere dealers for tomorrow. Go to DeereEquipment.com and see how we can help you find the John Deere equipment you're looking for today. C&B Operations in Chamberlain, doing what it takes to make your farming operation more productive and profitable. First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action starting Monday, September 12th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the Broncos head to Lumen Field and take on the Seahawks at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. 852-2224.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Titan Machinery has them for you. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition, these are specifically designed to handle the vibrations and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Titan Machinery today for more details. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company, in Pierre.
Time for starting lineups brought to you by the folks at Avero Orthopedics for the Dakota Valley Panthers. They will start at quarterback Ethan Anima. He is a 195-pound senior. The running backs, Randy Rosenquist, a 155-pound senior, and Sam Faldmo. He is a senior at 170 pounds. Wideouts are Tyler Schulte, a 6'1", 175-pound senior. Wingback Jackson Henney, a 175-pound senior. And up front, the tackles, Preston Carlson, 170-pound senior. Noah Heady, a 200-pound junior. And they will Ethan Van Skoke. He is a 210-pound sophomore. Ryder Smith at one guard, a 235-pound senior. The other guard will be Tyler Schmottman, a 235-pound senior. And the starting center for Dakota Valley is Brendan Barnett. He is a junior at 190 pounds. The Panthers of Dakota Valley, 1-0 in the season, a victory over Vermilion. 15-3 was the final score in that ball game last Friday night. As they work the coin toss at midfield, and we get ready for kickoff here shortly. For the Cubs, it will be Ty Grazier starting at quarterback, a 180-pound senior. The running backs, Noah Huttmacher, a 240-pound senior. The wideouts, Devin Anderson, a 150-pound junior. Sawyer Donovan, another wideout, 150-pound junior. Levi Miller, a junior at 160. Swade Reese, a 190-pound senior, complete the four wideout setup. And the offensive line, Raiden Hawk, or Albert Bora, 260-pound junior. Raiden Hawk, a 240-pound junior. Peyton Hora, 250-pound junior. Canyon Burkhardt, a 300-pound junior. And Blaze Knipling, a freshman at 225 pounds, completes a big, big offensive line for Chamberlain as they get the start here tonight. The Cubs 0-1 on the season as they were defeated by Lennox 40-8 with the final score in that ball game last Friday night. So Chamberlain 0-1, Dakota Valley 1-0 as we get set to go here for football. As we get ready for the kickoff, let's pause. Station identification. This is Regional High School Football.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5, Pier, Fort Pier. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Kickoff is brought to you by the region's full-service Bobcat dealer, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma. Let them order Bobcat equipment that works for you when it comes to travel, work, and fun. Riverview is the name to know for compact equipment, vehicles, boats, and transportation. Learn more at riverviewfamily.com. As the Cubs won the toss, they elected to go defense first, and they will do that as they get set to kick the football away for the Cubs. Levi Miller set to kick this, get this football game underway. Chamberlain dressed in their road whites, Dakota Valley dressed in their home blacks. As Miller approaches the football, it will be a high end-over-end kick that will be fielded by Matt DeBeer. Or pardon me, that is Trey Peel on the return, and Peel with a nice return as he brings the football up across the 35, up across the 40, near the midfield stripe as they'll mark it down at the 47-yard line. And for Dakota Valley, a good way for them to start their first possession of the ball game. This is a senior-led offensive, at least in the skill position lineup for Dakota Valley. Chamberlain catches a break here as there is a penalty marker down. Going to be an illegal block in the back on the kickoff. So if they go 10 yards from the spot of the foul, this will definitely change the field position for the Panthers. As Dakota Valley is going to be pushed back to their 27-yard line, they'll have it there first down and 10. Their quarterback is senior Ethan Athema, as they'll work with two receivers wide to the right side of the formation. Now work out of a shotgun. Back to pass, the left-hander. Looking to his right, fires it upfield. Pass is caught, and a nice pitch and catch there as the receiver in the pattern, Jackson Hennies. They ran a inside route there. Lake Kistner was out there as well as a wide receiver. He ran the slant route, and that drew the linebackers in close, and that allowed Athema, or Anima rather, to throw the ball over the top and bounce it to the outside. And a good strong arm for a left-handed quarterback throwing to the right side of the formation. Again, they'll work pistol formation as they pick up 8 yards on that first down play. As Anima will work from the gun and a whistle, movement up front. And we'll wait for the officials to sort things out here. And it looks like it's going to be a 5-yard mark off against Dakota Valley.
65.
It'll be their second penalty of this opening drive. It will remain second down. We'll call it second and 7 as they place the football in the right hash mark. And Anima again will work out of the shotgun. Two receivers short side as they will hand it off in a running play here. Lake Kistner with the opportunity, and Kistner will bring the football past the 40, and that will be first down yardage for Dakota Valley as he brings the football across the 40 to the 41-yard line. It'll be a pickup of 9 yards on that second down and 9 carry, or second down and 7 carry, pardon me, more than enough for a first down, and the chains move, and Dakota Valley in and out of the huddle in a hurry. Chamberlain will employ 4 down linemen. They'll work with 4 linebackers. 1 safety kind of trying to protect the short side of the field. Back to pass, Anima, the deep ball thrown, and that pass is caught. What a nice catch on the far side. The receiver there, Randy Rosenquist. And he'll make the reception all the way down to Chamberlain's 31-yard line. And that was as good a throw as you're going to see in high school football, folks. All the way down to Chamberlain's 28-yard line. And that was a, if we do some quick math, a 31-yard pass play on first down. And Dakota Valley has something cooking here as they have driven the football 3 plays. They find themselves deep in Chamberlain territory. Handoff, running play, not much there. The ball carrier was Lake Kistner. He was greeted by Marcelo Martinez of Chamberlain, and he comes up and makes a nice open field tackle to slow down the running back Rosenquist for a short gain, or Kistner rather. It'll be a gain of 2 on the play, and it will bring up 2nd down and 8. Just underway here on this opening quarter. Dakota Valley and Chamberlain. The Cubs won the toss. They'll have the football to start the second half. But in the meantime, Dakota Valley will go to work here offensively. Man in motion. Anima will fake the pitch and keep it himself as he goes right up the middle, and he'll run into that large wall that is the defensive line for Chamberlain. And the tackle is made. Peyton Hora in there. Also off the bottom of the pile, Canyon Burkhard. They see a couple yards gained there, and that will be a gain of 2. We'll bring up 3rd down. We'll call it 6. They need to get the football inside Chamberlain's 18-yard line. Again, out of the gun. Anima takes the snap, rolling to his left this time. The left-handed quarterback, nice throw across the grain. A pass is caught. Reception made inside the 10, down to about the 8-yard line. Preston Carlson with the reception. We'll wait for him to place the football, but it will be enough for a first down. They actually place it at the 7, and that will be a first down for Dakota Valley. Their 7th play upcoming, a drive that started back at their own 27-yard line. Again, Aniba working from the shotgun. He has not worked under center at all on this drive. A quick snap to him and a handoff, and not much running room there. Ball carrier was Lake Kistner. But Canyon Burkhard got in there and blew that play up. He was one of the first ones there. Number 74, Blaze Knipling, got in there to make the stop as well. Pardon me, that may be number 34, Swade Reese, got in there and make the stop, and they made a good job, or did a good job there defensively. No gain on the play. It will bring up 2nd down and goal as they move the football back to the 10-yard line. So they lose a couple yards on that first down run, and we'll see what they do here on 2nd down. Anima, again, with the handoff, running play, bouncing to the outside. Good pursuit by Chamberlain. Trey Peel, the ball carrier. Good pursuit. Ty Grazier, Marcelo Martinez over there to chase the play down. Very short gain. They move the football to the 9. We'll call it a gain of about a yard. It will bring up 3rd and goal with the football setting at the 9-yard line. 8:24 remaining in the opening quarter. As Dakota Valley has taken the opening kick and have driven deep into Chamberlain territory. 3rd down and goal. Anima back to pass, throws the deep out, and it's almost intercepted and then almost caught. Well, that was a dangerous throw there. They threw to the outside, and Chamberlain had that defense well. Levi Miller got over there, was in position to tip the football, but couldn't catch it cleanly, but he could not knock it down either. So it was up in the air for a moment or two. And that allowed players to get an opportunity at the football, but nobody came up with it. Now it's 4th down. They're actually going to say that a catch was made, and they moved the football to the 2. 4th down and goal from the 2. And here is Anima, the ball carrier, and he's going to be fighting for yardage. Does he get in? I don't think so. The Chamberlain defense is going to hold here as they stop Anima at the one-yard line and a defensive stand for the Cubs after Dakota Valley had it for some eight plays, took almost 4 minutes off the clock. Now Chamberlain, maybe not the best starting position, but they keep Dakota Valley out of the end zone, and they have the football at the one-yard line. The quarterback, Ty Grazier, the 180-pound senior. This is when you can use that big offensive line, and Chamberlain does have probably a good 20, at least 20 pounds, maybe a little more per man on the offensive line to their advantage. Cubs will hand it off. Noah Huttmaker, Hutt with the carry. He'll work forward progress out to about the three. It will be a gain of two, and it will bring up second down. Chamberlain is going to work without a huddle as they come to the line of scrimmage. Grazier going to direct some traffic again with a four wide out set. They're going to try to go option. Ball is loose, and it's covered up. Does Dakota Valley get it into the end zone? They'll have it at the one way or the other, but they end for a touchdown. We're still waiting for the signal. Either way, Chamberlain turns it over with the fumble. Grazier was trying to go option to the outside and got tangled up with a receiver. The ball comes loose. It lands on the turf, and Dakota Valley gets on top of it. And they have the football at Chamberlain's one-yard line, first down and goal. So Dakota Valley, that long drive in their first possession, even though they do not get points, they control field position. And now we'll get four cracks at the end zone. Ethan Anima will work under center, and he'll call his own number. And Anima is in for a touchdown. A one-yard Ethan Anima run. With 7:27 remaining in the opening quarter, puts Dakota Valley on the board. And it looks like they are going to try to kick an extra point. It'll be a Jackson Henney's hold. The kicker, I believe, is Drew Luckin. Or pardon me. The kick is up and it is good. Kicker number 89, Ethan Christensen. Ethan Christensen kicks in. It's 7-0 Dakota Valley with 7:27 remaining in the opening quarter. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute for the kickoff from Dakota Valley. This is Regional High School Football from KPLO.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
At First Interstate Bank in Chamberlain, they know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. And they also know that champions don't just happen. They are built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on First Interstate Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit First Interstate Bank in Chamberlain today. First Interstate Bank in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
Scoring drive for Dakota Valley, one play, and Ethan Anima one-yard touchdown run after the Chamberlain fumble. It's 7-0 after the Ethan Christensen extra point kick. Chamberlain, or Dakota Valley, 62 passing yards, 15 rushing yards in this first quarter already. Again, they took the opening kickoff from the 27-yard line, worked it down to the Chamberlain two, wound up turning it over on a fumble. Chamberlain was able to cover it up, but they lost the football by a fumble, or actually, Dakota Valley was stopped on downs by the Chamberlain defense. Cubs turn it over via fumble two plays later. And now Dakota Valley playing the field position game. We'll kick off as Trey Peel gets set to kick off. C.J. Yost back to field, and the kick goes well over his head and out of the back of the end zone. And Chamberlain will have the football from the 20-yard line. So a little better field position for the Cubs than what they had on their previous possession. As the Cubs will have the football at the 20-yard line, first down and 10 with 7:27 remaining in the opening quarter. As the ball placed at the center of the field, play being called from the sideline as the Cubs will come to the line of scrimmage. A pistol look for the quarterback, Grazier. Three receivers bunched to the right side of a formation. Miller will come in motion left, and Grazier will keep it himself behind a Noah Hutmaker block, and Grazier will carry the football up across the 25 to the 26, 7-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 7 yards on a first down run, and it will bring up second down. Chamberlain would like to try to, if nothing else, turn over some field position here and not have to operate in the shadow of their own goalposts. Second down and 3 with the football at the 27. Grazier will work all alone in the backfield. Now Hutmaker will go in motion right, and it's Grazier who will run again behind the Hutmaker block, and Grazier will have a first down as he brings the football across the 30, 32, 33-yard line, and that will be enough for a first down for Chamberlain. The Cubs pick up their first down of the ballgame. This is nothing fancy, but what they're doing is taking advantage of the size advantage they have. Hutmaker, a big kid in the backfield. They're going to swing it into the flat. Pass is caught. Chamberlain will make the reception, and we'll get nice yardage here across the 40, 42-yard line, where they'll mark it as the reception made there by Sawyer Donovan. So Chamberlain has been really efficient here on this possession. Two running plays, moves the chains. Passing play picks up 8 yards, and it's second down and 2. Grazier out of the pistol, handoff Hutmaker. Again behind that big offensive line, gets to that second level, third level, as he brings the football into Dakota Valley territory and moves the football inside the 45 and down to the 41-yard line. So they go from the 42 to the 41. They pick up 17 yards on that run. And the biggest offensive play of the night, it belongs to Noah Hutmaker. Grazier calls his own number once again. Grazier will not get much. He does get inside the 40 and will have positive yardage. For Dakota Valley, Lake Kistner and Trey Peel make the stop, but it will be a 2-yard run for Grazier, and that moves the football down to the 39-yard line. A gain of 2 will bring up second down and 8. Play number 6 of this drive upcoming for Chamberlain. As the clock rolls to the 5-minute mark remaining in quarter number 1. They will fake the handoff. Ball is loose, and Chamberlain lost it. Grazier tried to hand off as the ball carrier, Bryce Ryer, was coming through, and the exchange not clean. I'm not sure if Ryer had it at all. As the ball winds up on the turf, it will be the second turnover of the football game for Chamberlain. And Dakota Valley, who was trying to figure out how to stop the Chamberlain running game, because Chamberlain was able to do some damage. But now Dakota Valley has the football at their own 41-yard line, first and 10, as they operate here. The quarterback, Ethan Anima, back to pass. Now under some pressure, steps up in the pocket, and will get close to midfield. A nice 9-yard run there. Good job of running the offense for Anima. He lost a helmet. He'll run to the sideline and get the play call and get things put back on or put back together there. As he may have to check out for a play, actually, since he lost his helmet. The second string quarterback, Sam Faldmo, will walk him up to the line of scrimmage. I think it's Drew Luckin that will line up as the quarterback, as Anima will have to be out for one play. Handoff here, not a lot of running room until the last moment. Diving forward like Kistner, he will move the chains as he brings the football across the midfield stripe. They give it to him. Well, actually, they say he's down. They did not give him all of his forward progress, as he had the football across the 50 into Chamberlain's 48 and a first down, but they moved the football back. And it's exactly on the 50-yard line. So Dakota Valley has to face a 3rd-and-1 situation here. Anima back in at quarterback. He'll take the snap. and he'll run it himself. He'll have a first down as he gets inside the 45 and down to the 44-yard line. Dakota Valley has shown that they can throw the football already with 62 passing yards, but now complementing that with a good running game. And they have moved the football rather efficiently in their four plays of this drive so far. From their own 41-yard line, they find themselves at the Chamberlain 43. First down and 10. 3.5 minutes remain in the opening quarter. Anima from the gun, back to pass, rolling right. The left-hander fires it upfield. It's caught. Nice pitch and catch there. That's nothing fancy. Reception made upfield by Jackson Hennies, his second reception of the ball game. And that's good for a 7-yard gain, and it will bring up 2nd and 3. Normally, when you have a left-handed quarterback, you have to kind of protect the right side of your defense because that's the way he wants to go, and it's his natural way to throw the football. We have seen Anima throw the football across the grain and across his body on a couple different occasions, and they're able to move the football. Here is a jet sweep for Dakota Valley, but it's played well by Chamberlain. Tyler Schulte with the run, and he is going to be tracked down. Good play there by the Chamberlain defense. Suede Reese and others sniff that play out. It will be a short gain on the play of about a yard, maybe a half a yard. We'll call it a long two for Dakota Valley as they face a 3rd and 2 here. We work our way to the 2-minute mark of this fast-moving first quarter of football. This is probably 4-down territory, although their kicker showed a good leg in that extra point kick. Hand off, running play, Kistner trying to get to the outside, and he is chased down to Noah Hutmaker. Chased that play down, showing some good speed to the outside. Kistner will lose a yard, yard and a half. It'll be 4th down and 3, and a big decision is upcoming for the Dakota Valley Panthers. Trey Peel runs into the ball game. Also, Grant Vandenhol back here running into the ball game. Didn't take long to make the decision that Dakota Valley was going to go for it here as they come to the line of scrimmage. They lead by a 7-0 score. Ethan Anima, the senior quarterback, will take the snap. Tries to call his own number and is able to, with just some good, crafty running, bring the football down to the 31-yard line. It took him a long time for that play to develop, and he had to direct some traffic himself. There is a penalty flag that comes in at the end of this play, so let's sort that out. Right now, as it stands, it will be a 1st down for Dakota Valley. But let's sort out the penalty, as the official, they are going to pick up the penalty, and it will be, that run will result in a 1st down for Dakota Valley as they move the football to the 31-yard line. The Panthers with the 9th play upcoming from a drive that started at the 41-yard line. Their first possession, they were down the field in a hurry. They got inside the Chamberlain 5 before they were stopped on downs. Here they're a lot more deliberate. Some misdirection running here. It's Trey Peel, the ball carrier. Peel will get inside the 25 before he is pushed back. And several different options for running that football. They have had the quarterback keep it. They've handed it off to the back in alignment. They have handed it off to the first man on the sweep. And that time, second man, they actually ran a reverse and gave it to the second guy as he worked through. And now we're going to have a stoppage of play as we have players cramped up. A Dakota Valley player had came off the sideline, and now a Chamberlain player is down over on the far side, and that will stop the clock. With 46 seconds remaining in the opening quarter, it is 7-0 Dakota Valley. Let's take a 30-second break and return. Actually, let's make this a 60-second break. The officials are going to call a heat timeout here, so let's take a 60-second break and return on KPLO.
Hi, this is John at Car Swap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram here in Chamberlain, South Dakota. We're having a huge truck blowout sale. $4,500 off of any new truck on our lot or $6,000 off of any order unit. Now that includes all rebates, including trade assist and finance. Only here at Car Swap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Chamberlain. CarSwapChrysler.com.
Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office. You can rely on Dr. Swenson and Cowan for comprehensive general dentistry, providing an excellent facility with the highest quality dental care. Swenson Cowan Dental Office serves Pierre and the surrounding areas. A friendly local practice offering a calm and comfortable environment. Make an appointment by calling 224-5966. 224-5966. Swenson Cowan Dental Office is proud to support area youth and their activities, cheering them on to victory. Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office. And Pier.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. They remind you acres ahead maximizes your farm's earnings potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. We're in Munston here at Dakota Valley. A near capacity crowd to check out this ball game. Chamberlain has traveled well as well. We'll talk about that in a moment. Second down, 3 yards to go. Running play here. And not a lot of running room for Randy Rosenquist. Chamberlain's defense has played well throughout this first quarter of football, and they have slowed down the running game. This is the 10th play of this drive that Dakota Valley has had that started back at their own 41-yard line after Chamberlain turned it over with a fumble, their second turnover of the football game. They lost the football at their own 1-yard line, and that allowed Dakota Valley to score quickly. As here, it's third down and short. Anima will call his own number as he rolls to his left, and he's going to be chased down. A good job there defensively. Bryce Ryer in there. There was others for Chamberlain that chased that play down, and Dakota Valley loses a couple yards, and we also close out the end of the opening quarter. Scoreboard is brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment in my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 7-0 Dakota Valley. It will be 4th and 4 when we return in 1 minute on KPLO.
One thing I don't miss about football, the workouts. Hi, folks. This is R.F. Bowie, the owner of the Gus Stops and Bowie Foods. I have a lot of great memories playing football for the St. Mary's Cardinals and BHSU Yellow Jackets. The legendary Green Bay Packers coach, Vince Lombardi, said, "If you cheat on the practice field, you'll cheat in the game. If you cheat in the game, you'll cheat the rest of your life." Always give your best and good luck from Gus Stop Convenience Stores and Bowie Foods, where you'll spend less and eat better.
Access Health Chamberlain welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Chamberlain, assuring access to quality health care.
Group World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. We say thank you for joining us tonight for our coverage of regional high school football from North Sioux City, South Dakota. 7-0 Dakota Valley. The Panthers with the football as we start the second quarter facing a 4th down and 4. Chamberlain's defense with an opportunity to make a big play. Anima with it. Deep ball thrown. And it's caught for a touchdown. Trey Peel with the reception for Dakota Valley as they score it from 25 yards out. The second touchdown of the ball game for Dakota Valley. It looks like they will try to kick in the extra point. On the first play of quarter number 2 and a 4th down and 4. And that caps off a long scoring drive for Dakota Valley. We'll talk about that in a moment. As the Panthers get set to kick the extra point with Ethan Christensen, the snap is down, the kick is up, and it is good. 13-0, Dakota Valley leads, and they will kick off in 60 seconds. We'll take the break with them. We're back after this on KPLO.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew. Not
pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
For the biggest and best selection of hunting and fishing supplies and food and gas all in one stop, it's Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Oklahoma. Use your DynoPay app to save money on every tank of gas. Oasis Pump and Pack offers the largest cold beverage offerings in the region, and they're your home for hot stuff pizza, food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and grab-and-go snacks. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Oklahoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in the many school activities that enrich all our lives.
Officially, it scored a 26-yard pass play as Panthers of Dakota Valley already with 93 passing yards in this first half. Trey Peel with a 26-yard reception from Ethan Anima on a 4th-and-4 situation, 2-for-2 extra points for Ethan Christensen, an 11-play, 59-yard drive. As Dakota Valley put points on the board again, but Chamberlain made them earn it. And now the Cubs with another offensive opportunity. It will be a high, short kick that will be fielded by Sawyer Donovan. And Donovan with the return up across the 25 and finally bumped out of bounds near the 30-yard line. And Chamberlain going to wind up with some decent field position here. On their last possession, they were moving the football. They got it into Dakota Valley territory, but wound up turning the football over as they fumbled it away. It's the second time that has happened in this ballgame. And as we look here, officially it will be at the 30-yard line. Chamberlain will have it first and 10. Ty Grazier will line up at quarterback once again. Out of the pistol formation with four wide receivers, back to pass as he stands tall in the pocket. Swings it upfield. The pass is intercepted. Interception made by Randy Rosenquist, and Rosenquist on the return brings the football all the way into the Chamberlain territory to the 35-yard line. So Dakota Valley on the receiving end of three turnovers in the first half of this ball game, already have a short field to work with. From the 35-yard line of Chamberlain, Dakota Valley will have it first and 10. Slot right, two receivers to the left side. Anima back to pass, has time. Fires it upfield, pass is tipped and almost intercepted. That time Chamberlain had good coverage downfield. Bryce Ryer and others in there. The ball was tipped around. I think it was Devin Anderson that had the opportunity at it on the tipped ball, but could not pull it in, and it will bring up second down. After we move quickly in the opening quarter, both teams kind of kept the ball between the hash marks with the running game. We have seen things slow up a little bit here in the second quarter. So far, we played just 30 seconds of that second period. Running play here, and not a lot of running room. And Chamberlain, throughout this contest, has played the run well. Lake Kistner with the run. Canyon Burkhard there to make the stop. Noah Hutmaker there as well. No gain on the play, and it will bring up third down and 10. We'll see what Dakota Valley does here. They have been content or have been willing to go for it on fourth down on numerous occasions. They were able to put it in the end zone on one fourth down play. They were stopped once inside Chamberlain's five on their first possession. Here a pass thrown upfield and it's caught. Just a nice out route thrown or run by Jackson Hennies and a nice throw, a well-thrown football from Ethan Anima. That moves it downfield and that will move the chains and it will be enough for a first down. So they convert on third and 10, move the football to Chamberlain's 22-yard line, and we'll get set once again as the play comes in the sideline from head coach Jeff Vandenhall. And again, Aniba, shotgun formation, Lake Kistner alongside. The man comes in motion, and Ema will keep it himself, looking for running room, and he'll pick up a short gain here as Chamberlain's defensive line slides over to make the stop. Marcelo Martinez making the stop, a gain of a couple for Dakota Valley, and it will bring up second down and seven. Breeze starting to pick up. We did not have much breeze to start the football game, but the wind has picked up a little bit more as we have worked through this first quarter of football. Of course, they're expecting a cold front to move through as well. As Dakota Valley again tries a running play, and again, Chamberlain's defense is there to make the play. Canyon Burkhard and others to make the stop. Number 42, Noah Hutmaker there as well. They're going to give him about a gain of a yard. Moves the football inside the 20 to the 18-yard line, and it will be third down and six. After the Chamberlain interception, where Dakota Valley had the football at Chamberlain's 35-yard line, Dakota Valley driving here on a third and six. They're going to take a timeout. It will be their first charge timeout of the first half. And we'll take it with them. Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. They remind you acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741, 734-5741.
Hometown, locally owned, and service that is truly friendly. We are the Chamberlain Food Center, and it's our goal to get you the most for your food dollars and offer you the finest meats and produce. A full-service deli and bakery loaded with homemade goodness awaits, and now you can get points for free items and big discounts with our CFC Rewards app. Experience food shopping the way it should be at the Chamberlain Food Center. Proud sponsors of the Chamberlain Sports Broadcast. And thank you to all educators and students who make our school system great.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. A big third down here for the Chamberlain defense, who have been called on to make big plays all first half. Here is another opportunity and a long pass thrown, and it is caught for a touchdown. Randy Rosenquist with the touchdown as he catches it from 18 yards out. And Dakota Valley is showing some big play opportunities there. As 18 yards out, the reception, second touchdown pass thrown from Ethan Arena. And with 8:59 remaining in the first half, Dakota Valley with an opportunity to go up 21-0. Ethan Christensen to kick the extra point. That time it was a low snap, but he was still able to scoot it through the uprights, and it is good. 8:59 remains in the first half. It is Dakota Valley 21, Chamberlain 0. And we will take a one-minute break and return on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Plays 35 yards in the scoring drive for Dakota Valley after Chamberlain turned the football over. An interception the third turnover of the ball game for Chamberlain. They have lost it by a fumble on two different occasions. 21-0 is our score. And Dakota Valley, well, they were moving the football in their first possession of the ball game as well. Chamberlain turned them over on downs, but then fumbled the football away two plays later, and Dakota Valley was able to score on a one-yard touchdown run. So Dakota Valley will kick off once again, and the Cubs will just land on top of it. Covered up by Sawyer Donovan, as he had the opportunity to carry the football, instead covered it up, as he had a long ways to go, or it was a long time before there were going to be would-be tacklers there. So Chamberlain's fourth possession of the ball game will start at the 12-yard line, first down and 10, and Chamberlain just needing to make something happen on the offensive side of the ball. They had one possession in the opening quarter where they were able to move the football into Dakota Valley territory, but then fumbled the football away, their second of two first half fumbles. Bryce Ryer with the carry, as he will bring the football forward and get the football to about the 14-yard line. It'll be a gain of three, and it will bring up second down and 7. Clock rolling here in this second quarter as we're down to 8:38 remaining. Grazier again out of the shotgun with Ryer alongside. Bunch receivers to the left. They'll go in motion now. They hand it off to Ryer once again, trying that right side of that offensive line, and Ryer will not get much. They will give him forward progress to the 16-yard line. We'll call it third down and 5 for Chamberlain. As Chamberlain is in and out of the huddle here in a hurry, as they operate here on this third down play. Grazier all alone in the backfield. Slot to the right side. They will send a man in motion. That is Hutmaker, and he'll block out front as Grazier tries to cut it back, and Grazier is going to be, well, he's going to be close. We'll see if they give him all of his forward progress, and he gets it across the 20 and gets it to the 21-yard line. He's going to be about a yard short of the first down. And it'll be fourth down and 1, and this is a tough decision for Chamberlain, but looks like their offense is going to go for it. Trailing 21-0 here in the first half. Grazier going to go with a long count here. I think he's just going to try to draw Dakota Valley offside, and they're going to take a timeout. We'll see what they do after this, but the timeout taken with 7 minutes remaining until halftime. Dakota Valley leading by a 21-0 score. Let's break for 30 seconds in return on KPLO.
Every day you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax returns, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information, such as bank and credit card account numbers, social security number, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions, trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think somebody has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-300-1986.
That house is brought to you by Integra. We remind you, acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. We would like to thank those of you joining us worldwide at our website, drgnews.com, for our live streaming of tonight's football matchup between Chamberlain and Dakota Valley. Of course, we'll archive it for you, as well as Chamberlain. Now getting ready to punt it away. It will be Peyton Hora who will punt the football away for Chamberlain. And he will get off a wobbling short punt that will be fielded on the run by Randy Rosenquist. And Rosenquist with a nice return. He brings it inside the 40, fighting for yardage, still on his feet as he works inside the 30 and will bring the football down, near the 25-yard line. We'll wait for him to place the football. But from Chamberlain's 25-yard line, Dakota Valley will have it first down and 10. They started a drive at Chamberlain's 1, started a drive at Chamberlain's 35. They were able to score on both of those possessions. From the 26-yard line, officially, Dakota Valley has the football here, first down and 10, leading by a 21-0 score. Ethan Anima, the quarterback, handing it off on the end around. Tyler Schutte with the run as he brings the football near the 20-yard line, inside the 25 anyway, down to about the 23. We'll call it a gain as we wait for the side markers far side to reach that. Call it a gain of 4. It will bring up second down and 6. Both teams with 2 timeouts remaining. And Dakota Valley, with a propensity of going for it on fourth down, they were stopped once, but they have been successful on the 3 other times they went for it on fourth down. Anima under center, fakes a handoff. No, does give the football off, and this is Jackson Boonstra. And Boonstra's carry will get inside the 20 and down to about the 16-yard line, and that's going to be very close to first down yardage. Going to be third down. They'll call it about a yard short. They needed to get the football to the 16. They'll mark it at the 17-yard line with forward progress. And it will bring up a third down situation. Again, Anima sending a man in motion. Takes the snap. Looks for running room, gets stood up by that defensive line. He's going to be pushed back. He'll lose a couple yards there as they move the football back to the 20-yard line, I think. We'll wait for him to unpile. Side judge comes in, and they'll mark it at the 19 officially, losing about a yard, and it will bring out 4th and 2. So Chamberlain's defense, who was really counted on coming in here to try to get the job done. It's been tough against the run, but they have given up 2 big pass plays. And this is another one of those situations. It was on a 4th and long situation, 4th and short, actually, where that first passing touchdown came from. I think it was like 4th and 5 or 4th and 3, and they went for it. And here, movement up front. And if that's on Chamberlain, be a tough time to pick up their first penalty of the night. The officials are going to confer as we had movement on both sides of the ball. And it is going to be mark off against Chamberlain. Their first penalty of the football game, but a costly one, as it will allow. And it will give Dakota Valley a first down as they move the football inside the 15 and down to the 14-yard line. They'll rewind the clock again with 4:35 remaining in the half. And Dakota Valley with a fresh set of downs to work with. Play number 5 of a drive that started at the 26-yard line after a good Randy Rosenquist punt return. They'll run the football to the right side of the formation here as the ball carrier Jackson Boonstra. Boonstra fights for yardage and finally gets bumped out of bounds before he can get into the end zone. He'll get inside the 5 down to about the, well, let's wait a minute. They'll mark it at the 7-yard line. And it will bring up a gain of 7 yards down to the 7. And it will bring up second down. As the Panthers work from the left hash mark. Anima out of the shotgun formation. Hands it off, end around. This is Tyler Schutte, and he will turn the corner and dive, and he is in for a touchdown. That is a 7-yard Tyler Schutte run. He runs it in from 7 yards out. And it's now 27-0. And Chamberlain's defense has just been asked to stop the run too many times. And if you look at time of possession, it has been all Dakota Valley in this first half. And that's asking a lot of the defense, as we said here. And Ethan Christensen, extra point is no good. It is Dakota Valley 27, Chamberlain 0, as we get ready for the Panther kickoff. Let's take a 60-second break and return. Coverage of regional high school football will continue after this on KPLO.
The right nutrition, animal health, and record management is key to having a profitable cattle program. That's why you want to work with the people at FarmCo. They'll take the time to learn your operation and help you grow your business. They're your full-service agriculture provider of feed, seed, animal health, farm, and ranching equipment built on terrific service. Get to know FarmCo in Chamberlain, Kimball, Platt, and Winter, proud supporters of high school athletes. Visit them online at FarmCoSD, FarmCoSD.com.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other opportunities our schools offer. Al's Oasis Restaurant, Clothing, and Gift Shop congratulates everybody who contributes and competes during the school year. We at Al's Oasis are proud of all you do and are happy to bring you this game. Thanks to the many young people who work with us at Al's Oasis. Good luck in all you do and enjoy the school year from all of us at Al's Oasis Clothing, Gift Shop, and Restaurant, a South Dakota tradition for over 100 years.
Well, Chamberlain has 48 yards total offense in the first half, 245 for Dakota Valley. They have 11 first downs, 122 rushing, 123 passing yards. Dakota Valley, or Chamberlain, with 40 rushing yards. That was most of those coming on that one drive where they were able to move the football after a Dakota Valley touchdown, moved it into Dakota Valley territory before they fumbled the football away. But as we mentioned, Dakota Valley, the big advantage, time of possession, and you just are asking a lot for your defense to stop them all the time. And here a high kickoff that Donovan will field on a knee, and he will, well, that will end the return. C.J. Yost actually was the return man for Chamberlain. And again, Chamberlain with not good field position to start here as they have the football. At the 14-yard line, Chamberlain with two timeouts remaining. Have the football here. If they look to try to just build on something, get some momentum going. As the offense for Chamberlain, again, will come out on the field. Four wide receivers, actually five, as Hutmaker will move back into motion. As he motions to the right, Grazier runs left, and Ty, with some speedy moves, gets his way to the outside and to the 19-yard line, picking up 5 yards on that first down run. And it will bring up second down. 27-0 is our score, as Dakota Valley been able to take advantage of some Chamberlain mistakes. Ball carrier is Hutmaker here, and Noah, with the run, will get the football to about the 19-yard line. That's will be no gain on that run, and it will bring up third down. It'll bring up third down, and let's call it four. As Grazier again will survey the defense. With Hutmaker alongside, Grazier will throw a quick pass upfield. The pass is caught. Devin Anderson with it, trying to pick up yards after the catch. Will be close to the first down, as looks like they are going to move the chains as Levi Harris gets over there and makes a stop, along with Bo Jones defensively for Dakota Valley. We have not called those names because the majority of this Dakota Valley outfit has been able to go. You're not going both ways, as a lot of the Chamberlain players are. 78 kids on the Dakota Valley roster, although not all of them dressed for and will not play, of course, this evening. Running play here will result in not a lot of yardage on that first down run. It will bring up second down as 10-10. No gain on the play. And here is Chamberlain back to pass. Grazier throws it upfield. Pass is tipped. Penalty flag will come out. The intended receiver with Peyton Hogan. And the pass a little bit tall. Pardon me, Dusty Rose was the intended receiver. But there was a little bit of contact upfield. The pass was almost intercepted. But there is going to be pass interference called against Dakota Valley. That will give Chamberlain another first down. And they will also move the football upfield. And for Dakota Valley, their third penalty of the football game, and they have been penalized three times for 30 yards. So Chamberlain with another first down, and they'll take whatever momentum they can have here as they work through this first half. Grazier back to pass, slings it upfield, passes tipped and almost intercepted as Grazier threw it in a lot of traffic there. There were two intended receivers over there, two opportunities. Sawyer Donovan was the short guy on the short route. And also Swade Reese was out there as well. And Reese, of the two, probably had the best chance to catch that football, although there were also three Dakota Valley defenders in the area. So fortunately for Chamberlain, the pass harmlessly goes incomplete. And it is second down and 10 yards to go. Hand off Reese, looking for running room as he tries to turn the corner, puts the football on the turf, but loses it out of bounds. Ball carrier, ball will be carried, lost out of bounds at the 41-yard line. It will work out to be a gain of two for Chamberlain, and it will bring up third down and 8 yards to go. 2:20 remains in the first half, and again, Chamberlain with two timeouts to use. This is play number six of a drive that started back at the 14-yard line. Grazier will survey the defense. Three guys short side, and they'll send a man in motion right. They'll fake the handoff. Grazier tries to turn the corner. He's caught behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll lose a couple yards as he's brought down back at the 40-yard line. Trey Peel gets in there and makes the tackle. We look at the numbers for this Dakota Valley outfit. Peel is out there playing defense at the moment, but he wasn't out there earlier. Very few of the Dakota Valley players are out there playing defense and offense as well. It's fourth and long. As Chamberlain content to let the clock run, Peyton Hora back to punt the football away, and Dakota Valley is going to take a timeout. This will be their second charge timeout with a minute 38 remaining in the first half. It is Dakota Valley 27 and Chamberlain 0. Let's pause for 30 seconds and return on KPMO.
When you're busy taking in all the area school activities, remember, you'll find one stop with more to offer. You guessed it, the West 40 Food and Fuel in Ocoma. We have what you want right at I-90 exit 260 in Ocoma, including Arby's for quality quick food options. You'll like our large selection of beverages and snacks in our West 40 C-Store, and we have an all-new car wash at the West 40. We're proud to support our area young people and this broadcast of the Chamberlain Cubs. Have a great year from West 40 Food and Fuel in Ocoma.
For station identification, this is Regional High School Football.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5, Pier Fort Pier. Stay alive, don't text and drive.
With John F. and DRG Media Group World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. A minute 38 remains in the first half. 193 total yards for Dakota Valley, 61 for Chamberlain. As the Panthers are going to get another opportunity at the football. I don't know what Dakota Valley did. They had them at 248 yards of offense the last time I looked. Didn't know they backed up that much. As we get ready to kick off here, Peyton Hora set to kick the football away. And we have seen Dakota Valley do a good job in the return game, as Randy Rosenquist had a good return last time, and he'll get an opportunity here from its 25-yard line. Up across the 30, 35, still on its feet at the 40. Turns the corner at the 45, and down the sideline he goes. Blockers out in front, and finally Rosenquist is chased down from behind. Randy Rosenquist with the punt return as he brings it deep into Chamberlain territory. And again, Dakota Valley is in business as they work from the Chamberlain end of the field. This time it will be from Chamberlain's 29-yard line. And that makes it a lot easier. If you go work with a short field and you work with the two-minute offense, which we will probably see Dakota Valley use here. As they will work with two receivers near side, one man split out wide to the right side of the formation, as Anima will hand it off on the end around, and blockers are out in front. Dakota Valley will get positive yardage here, and finally tripped up at about the 15-yard line. The ball carrier is Tyler Shute. And with the carry, he will bring the football inside the 15-yard line down to the 13-yard line. On that first play from the 29-yard line, positive yardage there, and it will bring up first and goal. In fact, well, he can pick up a first down. They place it at the 11-yard line as Dakota Valley runs, hands it off once again, and a running play for Lake Kister, and he'll run it in from 11 yards out. An 11-yard Lake Kistner run puts Dakota Valley on the road once again, or on the board once again. And now Chamberlain will get ready to go for two. This has been a good fourth quarter scoring wise for Dakota Valley. Ethan Christensen. We'll try to start another string of good extra points, and he'll kick it through the uprights and good. Dakota Valley 34 and Chamberlain 0. Dakota Valley will kick off in 1 minute on KPLO.
The best place to go for your next family reunion, wedding, or business meeting, or just a getaway, is the newly renovated Arrowwood Resort and Conference Center at Cedar Shore. You'll like the new guest experiences and accommodation updates to make your stay even more enjoyable while experiencing our always exceptional hospitality, including direct TV access in every room. Arrowwood Resort and Conference Center is proud to support the students who participate in all the activities at Chamberlain High School.
C&B Operations, your John Deere dealer of choice in Chamberlain, appreciates the many young people and educators who are role models and leaders in our high schools, universities, and technical schools. We're glad to support our students involved in sports and other student activities. They are the future of agriculture. C&B Operations works to exceed your expectations and be your John Deere dealers for tomorrow. Go to DeereEquipment.com and see how we can help you find the John Deere equipment you're looking for today. C&B Operations in Chamberlain, doing what it takes to make your farming operation more productive and profitable.
Two plays, 29 yards with a scoring drive for Dakota Valley. It is now 34-0. Short field for Dakota Valley on their last two scoring drives has come via the punt return of Randy Rosenquist. Both times he has been able to return punts deep into Chamberlain territory. And now Dakota Valley set to kick off once again as Trey Peel has it teed up with the football at the Panther 40-yard line. And he'll kick it high and short. Chamberlain will cover it up and get the football across the 30 to the 31-yard line. And Chamberlain will have it there first and 10. The Cubs, Dusty Rose was the one that covered it up and got what he could after what turned out to be a very high and very short kick. So we'll see what Chamberlain does here, although Dakota Valley does have a timeout left to use. We'll see if they do so here with, as time winds down here in the first half. Chamberlain will have the football to start the second half as well. Grazier, running play. Huttmaker, still on his feet, fighting for yardage, gets across the 40, all the way up to the 45-yard line, and some strong running there for Noah Huttmaker. Will bring the football to the 44 officially, and it will be a 13-yard gain and a first down for Chamberlain. Grazier with a quick snap, again a handoff to Huttmaker, and this time just runs right up the right side of the offensive line and does not get much. He moves the football to the 48-yard line. We'll see if Chamberlain can get one more play off before the half comes to a close. We're inside of 10 seconds remaining. As Chamberlain content to let the clock run, and that ends our first half of football. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment The lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 34-0. The lead belongs to the Dakota Valley Panthers. And we'll take a three-minute break. Our halftime report from the folks at Buy Right Seat is next on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pier to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup. Or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank. Member FDIC.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action starting Monday, September 12th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the Broncos head to Lumen Field and take on the Seahawks at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. 852-2224.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Titan Machinery has them for you. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition, these are specifically designed to handle the vibrations and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Titan Machinery today for more details. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company in Pier.
North Sioux City, the campus of Dakota Valley High School, as the Dakota Valley Panthers, the fourth-ranked team in Class 11A, doing good things here in the first half of this ballgame. Officially now, 222 yards of total offense, 123 passing, 99 yards rushing. Chamberlain with 64 yards rushing, 77 total yards of offense for the Cubs in the first half. Their defense did what they could do, but after three Chamberlain turnovers, and given up a couple punt returns that have given Dakota Valley a short field to work with throughout the first half. The defense bent until it broke, and now Dakota Valley has been able to put points on the board. It was a somewhat quiet first quarter of football where the defense of Chamberlain played well, but it has been all Dakota Valley in the second half. We should mention Chamberlain won the toss. They elected to defer to the second half, so Chamberlain will have the football to start the second half of football. Dakota Valley got the football first, drove the football inside of Chamberlain's five-yard line before Chamberlain's defense turned the Panthers over on downs on the opening possession. And then Chamberlain, well, with that, turning them over on downs, you have the football at their own one-yard line to start a drive. And that was difficult for Chamberlain, and they put the ball on the ground after their second offensive play. Dakota Valley recovered it at the one, and they started their scoring at the 7:27 mark of the opening quarter. It was quarterback Ethan Anima who runs it in from 1 yard out. Ethan Anima will work under center, and he'll call his own number, and Anima is in for a touchdown. One play, 1 yard on the scoring drive. Ethan Christensen kicked in the extra point. That is where we were at the end of the opening quarter, Dakota Valley 7 and Chamberlain 0. Cubs were able to move the football, and they were able to get it upfield, but again, they had lost the football, turned it over, and allowed Dakota Valley to work with the football they started that time. It would have been their fourth drive of the football game, starting at their own 41-yard line. 11 plays later, they chewed up most of that, or a lot of that first quarter clock as part of this drive and scored on the first play on a fourth down play to start the second quarter. And it was a 26-yard pass play, Ethan Anima to Trey Peel. More points for Dakota Valley. With a deep ball thrown! And it's caught for a touchdown. Trey Peel with the reception for Dakota Valley. Ethan Christensen kicked the extra point. Dakota Valley was out in front at that point by a 14-0 score. Chamberlain turns it over by an interception. The interception for Dakota Valley was returned back to Chamberlain's 35-yard line, and again a short field to work. Dakota Valley had to earn it. Took them 6 plays, 35 yards, but more points at the 8:59 mark of the second quarter. And again, Chamberlain had forced Dakota Valley into a 4th and 5 situation at that point. But Dakota Valley was able to make plays. And again, Ethan Anima threw a touchdown pass, his second of the ball game, this time to Randy Rosenquist. Here is another opportunity and a long pass thrown, and it is caught for a touchdown. Randy Rosenquist with the touchdown. It was 18 yards out from Ethan Anima. Ethan Christensen kicked the extra point. Dakota Valley out in front by a 21-0 score. And then the special teams set up the next two touchdowns for Dakota Valley. Chamberlain on fourth down punts the football away. A good punt return from Randy Rosenquist as he returned the football all the way to Chamberlain's 26-yard line. The Panthers were able to score later, 6 plays later, actually, as they score from 7 yards out. Tyler Shoot runs it in from 7 yards out to put more points on the board for Dakota Valley. Anima out of the shotgun formation. Hands it off, end around. This is Tyler Shuffy, and he will turn the corner and dive, and he is in for a touchdown. Kick for the extra point was no good. Dakota Valley led by a 27-0 score. Chamberlain, again, trying to move the football. They were able to pick up a first down, but got stalled out, had to punt the football away. And again, it was Randy Rosenquist who set things up for Dakota Valley. A punt return that he fielded from his own 25-yard line. He ran it back some 46 yards, finally got bumped out of bounds at the 29-yard line, and Dakota Valley was able to get it into the end zone from there, perhaps using a little bit of that big play ability that they have. It's late Kistner. Ran it in from 11 yards out. Hands it off once again, and a running play for late Kistner, and he'll run it in from 11 yards out. 11-yard late Kistner run. Ethan Christensen scores the extra point, and we close out the first half. 34-0 is our halftime score as Dakota Valley has the lead. Again, 223 yards of total offense for Dakota Valley in the first half. Halftime continues here. Let's pause for 3 minutes, and we'll return to North Sioux City. You're listening to coverage of regional high school football from KPLO.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
At First Interstate Bank in Chamberlain, they know that champions play as one, one team with one goal. And they also know that champions don't just happen. They are built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on First Interstate Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit First Interstate Bank in Chamberlain today. First Interstate Bank in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
Hi, this is John at Car Swap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram here in Chamberlain, South Dakota. We're having a huge truck blowout sale. $4,500 off of any new truck on our lot or $6,000 off of any ordered unit. Now that includes all rebates, including trade assist and finance. Only here at Car Swap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Chamberlain. CarSwapChrysler.com.
One thing I don't miss about football, the workouts. Hi folks, this is R.F. Bowie, the owner of the Gus Stops and Bowie Foods. I have a lot of great memories playing football for the St. Mary's Cardinals and BHSU Yellow Jackets. The legendary Green Bay Packers coach, Vince Lombardi, said, "If you cheat on the practice field, you'll cheat in the game. If you cheat in the game, you'll cheat the rest of your life." Always give your best and good luck from Gus Stop Convenience Stores and Bowie Foods, where you'll spend less and eat better.
Access Health Chamberlain welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Chamberlain, assuring access to quality health care.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Dakota Valley 34-0 is our halftime score as the Dakota Valley Panthers come in as advertised. Very impressive offensively, and their defense has done some good things as well, as we mentioned, taking advantage of three Chamberlain turnovers in the first half of this football game. And they've been able to be efficient on the offensive end and have been able to put up 34 points here in the first half. Chamberlain will have the football to start quarter number three as they won the toss and deferred to the second half. We'll have high school volleyball for you Thursday on KPLO as we will be in Chamberlain. The Cubs looking for their first match win will take on and host Crow Creek. And we'll have that for you. Our match coverage should come around 7 o'clock on Thursday night. High school football on Friday. It will be Lyman hosting White River. Kickoff for seven, as scheduled for 7 o'clock, 6:40 with the pregame on Friday, and then more volleyball action for you on Saturday night as Potter County, who's off to a good start. Miller, a team that we saw last night and had for you on KPLO, they're off to an undefeated start on the season as well. They're 4-0 on the year. They will get together in Gettysburg for volleyball action, and we'll have that matchup for you. As the opening serve around 7:15 or so, our match coverage will come your way at around 7 o'clock on Saturday night. That will be on Saturday, September 10th, as we have those matchups for you. Volleyball Thursday, football Friday, volleyball on Saturday, as we bring you coverage of high school sports throughout the season here on KPLO. Stay with us here in our post game. We will have the KPLO Golden Buffalo big play of the game. We'll also have the player of the game announcement. That is brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains. We would like to thank those of you joining us worldwide at our website, drgnews.com. And we're glad you're joining us for our coverage of regional high school football here this evening on an absolutely gorgeous night for football here in North Sioux City. Temperature, as we mentioned earlier, well, it was close to 90 degrees when we kicked off. But as the sun has set, temperature much cooler than that. A nice north breeze has really made things very pleasant this evening, and a very good crowd here at Dakota Valley tonight to witness this football game between the Panthers and the Cubs. And we'll take a three-minute break, and we will get set for the start of the second half. Our coverage of regional high school football will continue after this on KPLO.
For the biggest and best selection of hunting and fishing supplies and food and gas all in one stop, it's Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Oklahoma. Use your Dino Pay app to save money on every tank of gas. Oasis Pump and Pack offers the largest cold beverage offerings in the region, and they're your home for hot stuff pizza, food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and grab-and-go snacks. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Oklahoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in the many school activities that enrich all our lives.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741, 734-5741.
Hometown, locally owned, and service that is truly friendly. We are the Chamberlain Food Center, and it's our goal to get you the most for your food dollars and offer you the finest meats and produce. A full-service deli and bakery loaded with homemade goodness awaits, and now you can get points for free items and big discounts with our CFC Rewards app. Experience food shopping the way it should be at the Chamberlain Food Center. Proud sponsors of the Chamberlain Sports Broadcast. And thank you to all educators and students who make our school system great.
The right nutrition, animal health, and record management is key to having a profitable cattle program. That's why you want to work with the people at FarmCo. They'll take the time to learn your operation and help you grow your business. They're your full-service agriculture provider of feed, seed, animal health, farm, and ranching equipment. Built on terrific service. Get to know FarmCo in Chamberlain, Kimball, Platt, and Winter. Proud supporters of high school athletes. Visit them online at FarmCoSD.com.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other opportunities our schools offer. Al's Oasis Restaurant, Clothing, and Gift Shop congratulates everybody who contributes and competes during the school year. We at Al's Oasis are proud of all you do and are happy to bring you this game. Thanks to the many young people who work with us at Al's Oasis. Good luck in all you do and enjoy the school year from all of us at Al's Oasis Clothing, Gift Shop, and Restaurant, a South Dakota tradition for over 100 years. When you're busy taking in all the area school activities, remember, you'll find one stop with more to offer. You guessed it, the West 40 Food and Fuel in Oklahoma. We have what you want right at I-90 exit 260 in Oklahoma, including Arby's for quality quick food options. You'll like our large selection of beverages and snacks in our West 40 C store, and we have an all-new car wash. At the West 40, we're proud to support our area young people and this broadcast of the Chamberlain Cubs. Have a great year from West 40 Food and Fuel in Oklahoma.
Before we start the second half, let's pause for station identification. You're listening to Regional High School Football.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5, Pier Fort Pier. Arrive alive. Go Texan Drive.
With John F. and DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, my name's Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight for coverage of Regional High School Football as we make the trip to North Sioux City, Dakota Valley, the fourth-ranked team in Class 11A, and they are living up to that billing, leading Chamberlain by a score of 34-0. For the Chamberlain fans, the defense has played well. The offense has turned the football over three different times. Special teams has given up two big punt returns, and you're asking a lot of the defense to slow down a very good offensive squad in Dakota Valley continually. Chamberlain turned them over on downs once in the first possession of the ball game, but have not been able to keep them out of the end zone since. One other score we have for you, 34-0, Pier leading Brookie. That game on River 92-7 as we get the score update from our friend Brian Oakland as he is up on the campus of SDSU for that contest. Chamberlain getting set to receive the kickoff as it will be Levi Miller, the deep man, C.J. Yost, and Sawyer Donovan, I believe, up to field for the Cubs as Trey Peel has it teed up on the 40. And we'll get ready to get this second half underway. As Peel will approach the football and a squib kick that will be chased down by Chamberlain. And this is C.J. Yost, who just wisely, he really rolled the dice there, but he let it roll out of bounds, and it did at about the two-yard line, and that is definitely going to be advantageous for Chamberlain. But that could have been disastrous as that ball was rolling slower and slower and was being pursued by the Dakota Valley squad. So we'll wait for him to place the football. Penalty from the two should move it out to the 35-yard line. Chamberlain should have some of their best field position of the ball game, as Chamberlain has been able to run the football just a little bit. They had 77 yards of rushing, if my memory is served correctly. A lot of them came on that one possession after a Dakota Valley touchdown. Chamberlain took them about four plays, and all of a sudden they found themselves at Dakota Valley's 30-yard line, but the Cubs wind up fumbling the football away. Dakota Valley got on top of it, and that was the biggest offensive threat for Chamberlain in the first half. So the Cubs have the football first and 10 with the football at the 35. Ty Grazier, the Chamberlain quarterback, will operate pistol formation with four wide receivers. Noah Hutmaker, the deep back, the lone setback as he gets the carry and carries it into that second level and gets into Dakota Valley territory. Just some hard nose running there as he just lowers his shoulder and gets the football into Panther territory and down to the 48-yard line. So a pickup of 18 yards on first down. They'll actually give him forward progress. It will be about a 17-yard run. They give him forward progress to the 48, and it will be a first down for Chamberlain. Grazier with a man in motion. Yost will split out wide to the right side. Two receivers right, two receivers left as Grazier calls his count. A long count there. Takes the snap, swings it up field quickly, and the reception made, but not a lot of running there for Suede Reese. And you could perhaps argue that Reese caught the ball on his knees, which should have meant a dead play, but didn't get much for yardage anyway. He is stopped for no gain, and it will bring up second down. Second down and 10. A minute deep into quarter number three. Again, Grazier with a pistol look from the left hash mark. Three receivers left side of the formation. Hand off, ball is loose. And Grazier got on top of it and covered it up. And again, saved disaster for the Cubs, who have fumbled it twice. That time, Grazier just didn't get the ball to Hutmaker cleanly, and Hutmaker had a lot of forward momentum. He wasn't coming back for the football, and Grazier was able to cover it up. They lose 2 yards to midfield. It's third down and 12. Grazier tries to keep it himself, and he caught behind the line of scrimmage. He had nowhere to go. So the Dakota Valley defense makes the play there as getting in there and stopping that play, blowing it up, was Jace DiGiorgio. DiGiorgio. Chamberlain will lose yards back to the 45-yard line. It'll be fourth and 17. And the Cubs are going to have to punt it away. And Bo Jones, Jackson Henney's back deep to field. Randy Rosenquist not. Rosenquist with two big punt returns in the second quarter led to two Panther scores in that first half. Good snap back to the punter, Peyton Hora. A high end-over-end punt fielded upfield by Jackson Hennies. And Hennies with the return brings the ball across the 40 to the 42-yard line. And from the 42-yard line, Dakota Valley will have the football first down and 10. 9:22 remains in the third quarter. Dakota Valley with a 34-0 lead as they operate here from the right hash mark. The quarterback for Dakota Valley is Ethan Anima. He'll send a man in motion, fake to him. Anima will keep it himself. Breaks one tackle, gets across midfield, and is brought down there. Tackled by Sawyer Donovan, who grabbed an ankle of Anima and held on. It will be just a 10-yard gain as they move it into Chamberlain territory. They'll place the football down at the 48. So it will be a first down. And it will bring up second down, or pardon me, it'll be first and 10 with the football at the Chamberlain 48. Again from the left hash mark, right hash mark. Anima takes the snap back to pass, going to fire the deep ball, and he's got his man, and it's caught. Downfield, the reception made to the 21-yard line, and that is Jackson Hennies. And after Dakota Valley showed they could throw the football in the first couple possessions of the ball game. In fact, the first possession, they were able to march right down to the Chamberlain 5-yard line, got inside the 5, had it first and goal, but they were able, or not able to get into the end zone because the Chamberlain defense held. Since then, Dakota Valley has used the running game to set up the pass, and now with Chamberlain playing closer to the line of scrimmage as they load the box, they've got 8 in the box here as Dakota Valley hands the football off, a misdirection play, and running room and getting into the end zone is Lake Kistner. Lake Kistner's second touchdown run of the ball game as he runs it in from 18 yards out. And that was just an impressive misdirection play there. Ethan Anima, the quarterback, just a nice play fake, drew the defense towards him just enough to allow Kistner to get to the outside. And he's able to run it in for a touchdown. Ethan Christensen to try the extra point. Good snap, and the kick is blocked. That time a little bit low as he tried the extra point. And it is up, and it's no good, and it's 40-0 now with 8:17 remaining in the third quarter. Let's take a 60-second timeout. The Dakota Valley kickoff is next on KPLO.
The best place to go for your next family reunion, wedding, or business meeting, or just a getaway, is the newly renovated Arrowwood Resort and Conference Center at Cedar Shore. You'll like the new guest experiences and accommodation updates to make your stay even more enjoyable while experiencing our always exceptional hospitality, including DirecTV access in every room. Arrowwood Resort and Conference Center is proud to support the students who participate in all the activities at Chamberlain High School.
C&B Operations, your John Deere dealer of choice in Chamberlain, appreciates the many young people and educators who are role models and leaders in our high schools, universities, and technical schools. We're glad to support our students involved in sports and other student activities. They are the future of agriculture. C&B Operations works to exceed your expectations and be your John Deere dealers for tomorrow. Go to DeereEquipment.com and see how we can help you find the John Deere equipment you're looking for today. C&B Operations in Chamberlain, doing what it takes to make your farming operation more productive and profitable.
The scoring play for their scoring drive for Dakota Valley. They go 58 yards in 4 plays. They score with 8:17 remaining in the third quarter. Lane Kistner with his second touchdown run of the ball game as he runs it in from 18 yards out. The extra point was up, no good. So now Trey Peel will kick off once again. And Peel will kick it high and deep, and that's over everybody's head, and they'll watch it bounce into the end zone, and it will be a touchback. And for the second time in the football game, the kick goes out of the end zone, and Chamberlain will start a drive from their 20-yard line. The Cubs, again, just trying to build some momentum here, of course. Long season, a lot of football to be played. And next Friday, an opportunity for Chamberlain. They go out west to take on Lakota Tech, I believe. We'll look at their schedule here in just a moment as Chamberlain runs offense. Hutmaker with the carry, and Hutmaker moves the football across the 30, across the 35-yard line. He'll pick up 15 yards or more as he brings the football to the 35. It will be a 15-yard run, and it will bring up second down. Chamberlain will be at Lakota Tech next year week. That will be actually played at Red Cloud High School. First down and 10 for Chamberlain. Grazier, again, handing it off. This is Hutmaker, the ball carrier, and Noah just fighting for yards. Felina's way forward, breaks out of another tackle. And he'll have the football into Dakota Valley territory as he moves the football to the 38. the 48-yard line of Dakota Valley, and he just would not give up on that run, but he does appear to be shaken up at the end of the carry. So that does stop the clock with 7:20 remaining. And we talked about cramping issues earlier in the first half, in the opening quarter, actually. I was surprised that we did not have heat timeouts, but we do now. And we have a stoppage of play on the field. 7:20 remains in the third quarter. 40-0, Dakota Valley. Let's take a timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on KPLO.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup. Or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action starting Monday, September 12th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the Broncos head to Lumen Field and take on the Seahawks at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. 852-2224.
Well, Noah Hutmaker able to run off the field under his own power after he was shaken up. He'll check out for a while. A hot, humid night here at Dakota Valley. Good run by Hutmaker gave Chamberlain a first down at Dakota Valley's 49-yard line. Here a bad snap. Football is loose. And it looks like Dakota Valley got on top of it, and they did. That'll be scored a fumble, but that was a snap back to the quarterback Grazier that was at his ankles as he was trying to survey the defense, and that was a hard one for him to handle. But either way, it turns out to be the fourth turnover of the football game for the Chamberlain Cubs, and now Dakota Valley with the opportunity to go back to work. And we will see some different players out there. Jackson Hennies is a wide receiver. Looks like Drew Luckin is the quarterback as they hand the football off, and a running play here for Jackson Boonstra. The sophomore brings the football into Chamberlain territory. Actually, it was at Chamberlain's territory. They're 49, and they move the football closer as they bring it down to Chamberlain's 41-yard line. A pickup of 8 yards on that first down run, and it will bring up second and two. So Dakota Valley leading 40-0, letting that second unit get some work offensively. As the starters, it looks like for the most part their night is done as the, again, Dakota Valley hands the football off, and it's Jackson Boonstra with the carry. The 5'6 sophomore will move the football inside of the Chamberlain 40 to the 37-yard line, and that will be enough for a first down. We will have a continuously running clock as we see Noah Hutmaker check back into the ball game, and that's good to see. The Dakota Valley Panthers working on their third play of this drive after the Chamberlain fumble, trying to put more points on the board. They hand it off. And a running play, and again it's Boonstra, and Boonstra with positive yardage inside the 35 and down to the 32-yard line as Chamberlain chases that play down. Jansen Konechny and others in there to make the stop. Also off the bottom of the pile, Devin Anderson. It'll be a gain of 4, and it will bring up second down and 6. And with the Dakota Valley with the 30 over a 35-point lead, the clock will run here for the remainder of the contest. Back to pass. This is Drew Luckin. Luckin will fire it upfield, and the pass is caught. Jackson Hennis with the reception inside the 30 down to the 29-yard line. So they pick up a couple yards there, and it will be third down and 2. And, of course, Dakota Valley has had the propensity to go for it here on fourth down when they've had the football in Chamberlain territory. Drew Luck in the quarterback out of the shotgun. Hands it back, and this is Jackson Boonstra once again, and this time he's caught behind the line of scrimmage. Ty Grazier gets in there and makes the stop. Noah Hutmaker was in there as well. They lose a couple yards back to the 32-yard line. In fact, about 3 yards. And it will be fourth down and 5. And I don't remember if Dakota Valley has punted yet in this ballgame. And they will not punt here. It looks like they're going to go for it. Luckin in the shotgun. Slot near side. Two receivers split out wide to the left side of the formation. Luckin under pressure, and down he goes. Holy smokes. Ty Grazier with the hit of the night. Drew Luckin had his helmet knocked off there, and a good, clean hit there as Grazier came on the blitz, and nobody protected Luckin, and he was smoked back to the 39-yard line, and Chamberlain's defense holds the second time they have turned over Dakota Valley on downs in this ballgame. And it is now 40-0. Chamberlain has the football. Stanley County leading Dupree 26-8. That is at halftime. Here is Chamberlain with a running play. Noah Hutmaker with the carry as he moves it across the 40 into the 45-yard line, picking up about 6 yards on a first down run. And it will bring up second down. Clock running between the change of possession. Continues to run. We work down to nearly two minutes remaining in the third quarter. Grazier under center, fields a high snap, and calls his own number as he runs to his right. Fights for yardage, and he will be stopped short of a first down. Good pursuit by Dakota Valley as Trey Peel gets in there and makes the stop. We will see Randy Rosenquist, who was out there in run support, a little gimpy. Looks like he cramped up as he heads to the sideline. We also see some fresh faces out there for the defense of Dakota Valley as well. Brian Stevers checks into the contest. They're going to give Grazier the first down, though, as they mark it at the 49. So a first and 10 for Chamberlain. And Ty Grazier will operate under center. Three receivers, right side of the formation. Quick pass into the flat. It's caught. It's reception made by Chamberlain's Levi Miller. And Miller, with a run after the catch, moves it into Dakota Valley territory and down to the 45-yard line as he picks up 6, 7, 8 yards on that play. And it will bring up second down and 2. That was a play that honestly did not look like it was going to amount to what it did. But Miller made a nice job of running after the catch to pick up those extra yards. So here it's second down and 2. Chamberlain would love to put some points on the board somehow as they hand the football off to Bryce Ryer, and Ryer gets inside the 40 and down to the 39-yard line. And he's going to be very close to the first down. I think they're going to give him the first down as they move the chains at the 39, and it will be first down for Chamberlain. Time for a play, maybe two more here in this third quarter, as the Cubs starting to put together a drive. Play number 6 of a drive that started back at the 39. Handoff, running play. Chamberlain on the move. Swade Reese, and Reese with the carry. He will bring the football inside the 35. Down to about the 30, maybe 33, 32-yard line. We're still waiting for him to place the football. 34 is actually where they'll mark it. And a positive run there for Chamberlain. A play that kind of took a while to develop, but Reese was able to pick up the positive yards, and it's second down. Now Ty Grazier will keep it himself. Grazier with some running room, breaks a tackle, then another. He'll fight for extra yarding, and he'll get inside the 10 and down, or inside the 15 and down to about the 14-yard line as Tyler Schutt gets in there and makes the stop. But Grazier did a good job of running the offense there, and perhaps with him being the quarterback as opposed to Cruz Solik, more inclined to run. But he saw something he liked there, and he was able to pick up a ton of yardage. And Chamberlain has something cooking as quarter number four, or number three, comes to an end. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road and Ford Pier, including a large selection of bale spears from all types and sizes. Check them out online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. And we will take a 60-second break. Fourth quarter is next on KPLO.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211. The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Titan Machinery has them for you. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition, these are specifically designed to handle the vibrations and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Titan Machinery today for more details. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Chamberlain with the football just outside the Dakota Valley 10-yard line, officially at the 11-yard line. It will be first down and 10 from there as we start the fourth quarter. The John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. Ty Grazier at quarterback as he'll direct some traffic. Hands it off Noah Hutmaker, and Hutmaker will plow forward, and he will bring the football inside the 10, and with that 6'3 frame, will lean forward and he'll move the football down to the 8-yard line. It will be a gain of 3, and it will bring up second down. Chamberlain can pick up a first down without scoring. They'll have to get it inside the 1 to do that. Quick pass in the flat that is caught on that bubble screen, and there's a little bit of blocking out front, but not enough as Dakota Valley closes on it well, and reception to the outside. I believe that was we can't see over on the far side. Looks like it was Sawyer Donovan with the reception, and he'll pick up about 4 yards, and it will bring up third down. We'll call it 3. Football sitting at the 4-yard line as Chamberlain will hand it off and running into the end zone and scoring the touchdown from 3 yards out. It's Noah Hutmaker. As Hutmaker scores with 10:54 remaining fourth quarter, Cubs are on the board, Dakota Valley 40, Chamberlain 6 now, as they look to score the two-point conversion. Looks like they will go for 2 here as Hutmaker lines up in the backfield. Grazier in the pistol formation. He'll take the snap, read option. They give it to Hutmaker, and he will power it in. And the two-point conversion is good. Dakota Valley 40. Chamberlain 8, as we have 10:54 remaining in the ballgame. Cubs will kick off after we break for 60 seconds. This coverage of regional high school football from KPMO.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and peer.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Chamberlain scoring drive, 61 yards in 8 plays. Noah Hutmaker with a 3-yard touchdown run. He ran in the 2-point conversion as well. And it is 40-8 now. Chamberlain set to kick off for the first time since they began the ballgame. And for the Cubs, it will be C.J. Yost, I believe, who will be kicking the football. Or will it be Levi Miller? Levi Miller kicking the football way back deep. Bo Jones for Dakota Valley. And Miller will kick it high. And it will be fielded by one of the up men for Dakota Valley. And this is Trey Peel. And Peel makes one man miss. He'll get to the outside and tries to run over a would-be tackler. And a good kickoff return by Dakota Valley's Trey Peel brings the football back into Chamberlain territory. And Dakota Valley has made their living in Chamberlain territory throughout this ballgame. They have taken advantage of four turnovers on the part of the Cubs, but also their special teams, first with a couple good punt returns in the first half, and now with a good kickoff return. Again, we'll start a drive in Chamberlain territory, this time from the Cub 45-yard line. And again, they will adjust their lineup. Drew Luckin there at quarterback. Gunnar Boonstra alongside as they give the football off, and Boonstra with the carry will bring the football inside the 45 and down to about the 43-yard line. The clock continues to run here. We're inside of 10 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Dakota Valley leading. They have led throughout. It was 7-0 Panthers at the end of the first quarter and what looked like was going to become a defensive struggle. But after Chamberlain turned the football over a couple times, and we mentioned those punt returns, the special teams play by Dakota Valley, that really allowed them to work with the lead, and they now lead 40-8. The ball carrier, Preston Konopasek, and he'll pick up a couple yards as Peyton Hora making the tackle for Chamberlain. It'll be a gain of two, and it will bring up third down and eight. It's an absolutely gorgeous night for football as we sit here underneath the cover of a tent outside here at Dakota Valley. So a very pleasant night for us to be outside. Here's a pass upfield. It's caught. Drew Luckin with a well-thrown football. Garrett Anderson with the reception, and Anderson will make the catch and move the football inside the 40 down to the 39-yard line. That will work out to be a 4-yard gain, and it will be fourth down and about 4 yards to go. And it looks like Dakota Valley is going to go for it as the play comes in from the sideline. Luckin will remain there at quarterback as Grant Vandenhall lines up as a receiver outside, right side of the or left side of the formation. Man will come in motion. They give it to him on the sweep, and this is Konopasek. And he has the first down and more as he gets inside the Chamberlain 20 and brings it down there. There is brought down there as Ty Grazier makes the tackle. But a good run there by Konopasek as he was able to get the corner turned and then just bounced down the sideline. Had blockers out front. That helped as well. And Dakota Valley trying to answer the Chamberlain touchdown as they lead by a 40-8 score. The second unit doing work. Drew Luckin with it. They'll hand it back, and this is Jackson Boonstra with it, and Boonstra will work the corner. He'll get to the outside, and he'll have positive yardage. He gets down to about the 12-yard line, and he'll pick up about 8 yards on that run as Chamberlain's C.J. Yost is over there along with number 26 Levi Miller to make the tackle. Suede Reese was there as well. Second down and eight for Dakota Valley. Again, a pistol look. We have not seen Dakota Valley take a snap from under center yet. They will hand it off here, nowhere to go, and the running back, Jackson Boonstra, ran right in to 6'6", 305-pound Canyon Burkhard, and he put the brakes on that play and threw back the ball carrier to the 13-yard line. A loss of about 2 yards on the play, and it will bring up third down. As the clock continues to run, we're down to 6:27 remaining. 40-8 is our score. Stay with us during the post game. We will have the big play of the game. It's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. Our player of the game from the folks at CHS River Plains as well. Running play, and again, it is Jackson Boonstra. Or pardon me, number two, Luke Lake Kistner, who's looking for his third touchdown of the ball game. He'll run the football down to about the 11-yard line. He'll pick up the 2 yards that they lost on the previous play. And it will bring up fourth down. And with all of this happening, the clock continues to run. Chamberlain playing for pride here. Their defense has had to play a lot of minutes in this ball game, and of course, a lot of the Chamberlain players going both ways, and they're playing tough in this one, and they are going to turn back the Dakota Valley Panthers. And that was a nice, nice tackle made by Marcelo Martinez, the 6'1 junior for Chamberlain. So the Cubs will turn over Dakota Valley. They've done that three times in this ballgame. The defense has played well, but all in all, those four turnovers are going to factor into things. You just can't keep giving a good football team a short field and try to keep them out of the end zone. That was a tall order, as we're going to have a whistle and a stoppage of play, and Dakota Valley winds up taking a timeout, their first timeout of the second half, and it comes with 4:59 remaining. It is 40-8. Chamberlain trailing Dakota Valley, and we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
At First Interstate Bank in Chamberlain, they know that champions play as one, one team with one goal. And they also know that champions don't just happen. They are built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on First Interstate Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit First Interstate Bank in Chamberlain today. First Interstate Bank in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
...26-8 Stanley County leading Dupree. It was 34-0 Peer leading Brookings. Those were the last scores that we had from those games. In fact, that Dupree Stanley County game, they are going into the fourth quarter now. Here we have scooted right along as we are down to the 4:59 mark of the fourth quarter. Chamberlain with the football. It's 40-8 Dakota Valley. The Panthers had to use a timeout. They were a player short, and so they had to take a timeout to try to regroup things. The officials kind of made them take that timeout as they said, well, you've got 10 guys out here. And the coach came out on the field and said, what? And they said, well, you have 10 players out here, so we used the timeout. And that did stop play, but the clock continues to run here, and it will be a continuous clock for the remainder as Chamberlain works here offensively, just trying to build some confidence as a pass upfield is thrown short and incomplete. Ty Grazier trying to send it upfield to Bryce Ryer, and it was out of his grasp and incomplete, and it will bring up a second down situation. It'll be third down, pardon me, as Grazier will bring his team to the line without a huddle. Three wide receivers left. They will hand it off on the jet sweep. C.J. Yost with it as he looks for running room, and Yost is going to be brought down for no gain. And it will bring up fourth down. We'll have the player of the game. Our big play of the game will come during our post game. As Chamberlain, it looks like anyway, on a fourth and 5 yard to go situation. Now they move the sticks. It's more like fourth and four, but either way, a punting situation, and Peyton Hora set to punt the football away. There is nobody back for Dakota Valley. I don't know if that means they're going to try to rush the punter or content to see how far Hora can punt the football. Now finally somebody for Dakota Valley will go back deep, and that's Grant Vandenholt. And Vandenhill will field and call a fair catch and make it at the 48-yard line. And that is where Dakota Valley will have the football first and 10. Again, the second unit doing a lot of work in the second half.
We communicate with coaches during the week prior to the games. We get starting lineups, of course. We communicate with the road athletic directors. Let them know we're coming. And they did a good job of preparing for us here at Dakota Valley for this football game. Of course, we got starting lineups from both coaches. I think we got from Dakota Valley's head coach, Jeff Vandenhall, with a depth chart. And with 78 kids on the roster, you can expect to have that type of depth. And they can prepare for that, and that's why they are one of the top teams in Class 11A. Running play, not a lot there for Dakota Valley as Chamberlain makes the stop, and we are inside of 2 minutes remaining in the ballgame. And some different jerseys out there, and that tells me some real underclassmen are doing work for Dakota Valley. Is Garrett Anderson, a junior, out there. He'll line up with Drew Luckin in the backfield. Luckin will carry it himself, and Luckin will move it to midfield, and that is all as Canyon Burkhard gets in there to make the stop. River Neuenhaus in there to make the stop for Chamberlain as well. Gain of 3 yards on the play will bring up third down and 9. And by the time this play gets snapped, we're down to the final minute of this football game. And it will be a Dakota Panther or Dakota Valley Panther victory as they lead by a score of 40-8. Man in motion, they'll hand it to it. Ball carrier is Preston Konopasek. And he is thrown back. And again, that Chamberlain defense doing good work. Ty Grazier in there to make the stop. And now Chamberlain on a fourth down situation is going to use a timeout to try to get the football back for a play or two in this ball game. And we'll take it with them. Chamberlain with their first timeout of the second half as they should get the football back as Dakota Valley faces a 4th and 8. And we'll take a 30-second break with them in return. This is coverage of regional high school football from KPLO.
Hi, this is John at Car Swap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram here in Chamberlain, South Dakota. We're having a huge truck blowout sale. $4,500 off of any new truck on our lot or $6,000 off of any order unit. Now that includes all rebates, including trade assist and finance. Only here at Car Swap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Chamberlain. CarSwapChrysler.com.
John F. at DRT Media Group World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. 46 seconds remain in the ballgame. It is 40-8 Dakota Valley, and Chamberlain expecting to get the football back. In fact, we are going to see the first punt of the ballgame for Dakota Valley. Ethan Christensen back to punt as he stands at his own 40-yard line. C.J. Yost and Levi Miller back deep to field for Chamberlain. It's the Panthers. Just looks like to me they don't punt much. Here's pressure on the punt, but Christensen gets it out of there and does a good job. This is an angling punt that will take a sideways roll, but with the pressure he was under, he did a good job of placing that football where he needed to. He could not have kicked it straight on. He had to turn a little bit to kick it and got some pretty good yardage there as it rolled all the way down to Chamberlain's 35-yard line, and that is where Chamberlain will have the football first and 10. Time for a play or two before this football game is in the books. Maybe just one play as the Chamberlain offense a little disorganized as they come to the line of scrimmage, and they're going to have to hustle to try to get a playoff before this ball game is in the books, and now Chamberlain will use their final timeout of the ball game. 40-8 is our score. 1 second remains in the ball game, and we'll pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
One thing I don't miss about football, the workouts. Hi, folks. This is R.F. Bowie, the owner of the Gus Stops and Bowie Foods. I have a lot of great memories playing football for the St. Mary's Cardinals and BHSU Yellow Jackets. The legendary Green Bay Packers coach, Vince Lombardi, said, "If you cheat on the practice field, you'll cheat in the game. If you cheat in the game, you'll cheat the rest of your life. Always give your best and good luck from Gus Stop Convenience Stores and Bowie Foods, where you'll spend less and eat better."
But Chamberlain wanted to get one more offensive play off before this contest is in the books. It was a long drive for them, so why not? as the Cubs will spread out here. Hutmaker in the backfield along with Ty Grazier, the quarterback. One receiver out wide left, three to the right. Grazier back to pass. He's going to cock his arm and fire. And that pass is tipped, and it is almost caught, and then it falls to the turf, and there's your ball game. 40-8 is our score as the Dakota Valley Panthers look impressive in this ball game, and they withstand a spirited defensive effort on the part of the Chamberlain Cubs, but prevail as they pick up their second victory of the season. Scoreboard from Deer and Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment. We just consigned a Case IH Puma 185 tractor. Check it out on the website, DarrenBoyleSales.com. It's on the Deer and Boyle Sales Facebook page as well. And our post game is next. We pause for 3 minutes on KPLO.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Access Health Chamberlain welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Chamberlain, assuring access to quality health care.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
For the biggest and best selection of hunting and fishing supplies and food and gas all in one stop, it's Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Oklahoma. Use your Dino Pay app to save money on every tank of gas. Oasis Pump and Pack offers the largest cold beverage offerings in the region, and they're your home for hot stuff pizza, food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and grab-and-go snacks. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Oklahoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in the many school activities that enrich all our lives.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741, 734-5741.
Hometown, locally owned, and service that is truly friendly. We are the Chamberlain Food Center, and it's our goal to get you the most for your food dollars and offer you the finest meats and produce. A full-service deli and bakery loaded with homemade goodness awaits, and now you can get points for free items and big discounts with our CFC Rewards app. Experience food shopping the way it should be at the Chamberlain Food Center. Proud sponsors of the Chamberlain Sports Broadcast, and thank you to all educators and students who make our school system great.
Back here at North Sioux City, the campus of Dakota Valley High School, our post game underway as we talk about an impressive performance for the Dakota Valley Panthers. They defeat Chamberlain by a score of 40-8 here tonight as Dakota Valley comes out and they were held in check somewhat by the Chamberlain defense. The Dakota Valley got the football first after Chamberlain won the toss and deferred to the second half. Dakota Valley marched the football down inside of Chamberlain's 5-yard line, but the Cubs turned Chamberlain over on downs, and Chamberlain wound up with the football first and 10 inside their own 5-yard line. The Cubs wind up turning it over on a fumble, and that set up a short field for the Panthers and their offense. And quarterback Ethan Nima ran it in from a yard out, opening up the scoring at the 7:27 mark of the opening quarter. And Dakota Valley led by a 7-0 score after Ethan Christensen kicked the extra point. Chamberlain not able to generate a lot offensively in that in their first possession of the opening quarter. They gave the football back to Dakota Valley. Dakota Valley wound up using a majority of the first quarter just running the football as they chewed up time. They scored. They were facing a 4th-and-4 situation at the Chamberlain 26-yard line as the first quarter came to an end. And the Panthers decided to go for it on 4th down. They threw a 26-yard touchdown pass. Ethan Anima threw it to Trey Peel for that 26-yard touchdown pass. Ethan Christensen kicks the extra point. That capped off an 11-play, 59-yard drive that allowed Dakota Valley to pick up a 14-0 lead. Chamberlain was able to move the football, but eventually wound up fumbling the football away. It was their second fumble of the first half. That set up another short field as Dakota Valley was able to score on a 6-play, 35-yard drive at the 8:59 mark of the second quarter. Randy Rosenquist, he ran it in 18 yards, caught an 18-yard touchdown pass from Ethan Anima. Ethan Christensen kicked the extra point, and that made it 21-0. Chamberlain was really stifled offensively after that and wound up going 2 3-and-outs, and they had to punt the football away. And Dakota Valley's special teams, their punt return squad, led by Randy Rosenquist, was able to set up 2 short touchdowns, one of them from 26-yard. It set up a 26-yard drive. It took Dakota Valley 6 plays, though. We'll talk about how Chamberlain's defense played. And they Dakota Valley got those points, but they had to battle for them as it was a 6-play, 26-yard drive. Dakota Valley scores at the 4:16 mark of the second quarter, make it 27-0 after the kick was no good. Another 3-and-out for Chamberlain. They punt the football away. Another good kickoff or punt return for Randy Rosenquist. He ran it back to Chamberlain's 29-yard line, and then Dakota Valley scored again, this time with 46 seconds remaining in the half. Lake Kistner with an 11-yard touchdown run, and that is where we were at halftime. Dakota Valley had the lead 34-0. Cubs got the football to start the second half. Looked like they were going to be able to move the football via the air, but again, they turned the football over, and we mentioned 4 turnovers in the ballgame for Chamberlain. As we go to our plays of the second half, Dakota Valley put points on the board at the 8:17 mark of the third quarter. Again, it was Lake Kistner, his 2nd touchdown of the ballgame. This time he ran it in from 18 yards out. Ball off, a misdirection play, and running room and getting into the end zone is Lake Kistner. He runs in the touchdown from 18 yards out. 4 plays, 58 yards on the scoring drive. Dakota Valley was on their way, leading by a 40-0 score. Chamberlain continued to battle and continued to work with the running game. They have a big offensive line, and they have a big running back in Noah Hutmaker, and they gave him the rock and put him to work in the fourth quarter. He did score at the 10:54 mark of the ball game as Noah hustled it in on a 3-yard touchdown run. Off and running into the end zone and scoring the touchdown from 3 yards out, it's Noah Hutmaker. That was an 8-play, 61-yard drive for Chamberlain. Noah Hutmaker ran in the 2-point conversion, and that's our final. 40-8 is our score, as Dakota Valley is victorious. And with the victory, Dakota Valley 2-0 on the season, as they will continue being a highly regarded team in Class 11A. They have Sioux Falls Christian next up at Sioux Falls Christian. As we mentioned, Chamberlain, their next action is next Friday night, as they will take on Lakota Tech. That game will be played at Red Cloud, and Chamberlain we'll be looking next week for their first victory of the season. Here, 40-8 is our final, and it's time for our big play of the game. That's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments and activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
it was a 40-8 score. We knew Dakota Valley coming in would be a big challenge for Chamberlain. And Dakota Valley, well, they lived up to their number four ranking in the 11A poll. An impressive performance for them, but Chamberlain looking for things to build on, and, well, they were able to put points on the board in the fourth quarter. And that touchdown run, 3 yards out for Noah Hutmaker, it is our big play of the game. Off and running into the end zone and scoring the touchdown from 3 yards out, it's Noah Hutmaker. Touchdown scored by Hutmaker, and it is our big play of the game, brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. As the wind comes up here at Dakota Valley, they said a cold front was coming, and the wind picks up here as our post-game continues. One more feature, and that is our player of the game, and that is brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains.
You asked, we listened. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Well, we look at the player of the game nominees on the Chamberlain side. Of course, touchdown scored by Noah Hutmaker. He was big on both the offensive and defensive side of the ball. We look at the offensive line, Canyon Burkhardt, Blaze Knipling, Peyton Ora, Randy Hack, also Albert Bora. They did good things up front, and they're going to be counted on to do a lot of things as Ty Grazier kind of settles into that quarterback role. I think Chamberlain will wind up being more of a running football team as this season moves along, and that offensive line will be counted on. And we should talk about Chamberlain's defense. And again, they held a high-scoring football team out of the end zone quite a bit in the first half. And also, well, when they did score, it took them a lot of plays to do so. That defense did a lot of work in the ball game. And they wound up having to defend a short field a lot of those possessions in the second quarter, and that made it difficult as well. We should give some mention there, but let's give credit where credit is due, and some big plays made by Dakota Valley here this evening. Ethan Anima with a touchdown run. He threw for two touchdowns as well. Blake Kistner with two touchdowns run, on the ground. But we're going to go with Randy Rosenquist as our player of the game. Rosenquist had an 18-yard touchdown run in the second quarter. He also had two very big punt returns in the second quarter as well that set up short field touchdowns for Dakota Valley in the first half of this ball game, and that really turned out to be a big deal for the Panthers in the first half of this ball game. And I used to be a punt returner back in the day when the football was round and we played with it. And so I dig the punt returns. And Randy Rosenquist, big-time player here tonight for Dakota Valley. And he is our player of the game. It's brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to keep your eyes on the road and not on your phone. High school volleyball comes your way Tuesday night on KPL, or Thursday night, pardon me, on KPLO. On Thursday night, Crow Creek at Chamberlain. We'll have that for you with our kickoff or our pregame show coming at around 7 o'clock, 7:15 or so, we'll get the match coverage underway as Chamberlain takes on Crow Creek. It will be White River at Lyman High School football from Presho on Friday night as we get things underway with our pregame at 6:40. And then Miller at Potter County Volleyball on Saturday, September 10th. And that will be a 7 o'clock first serve or so on Saturday night. We have volleyball action for you a week from tomorrow on KPLO. In the meantime, we hope you all have a safe and happy long Labor Day weekend. With John F. at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle, and our coverage of regional high school football tonight has been brought to you by the First Dakota National Bank of Chamberlain, by C&B Operations, by Arrowwood Resort and Conference Center, the First Interstate Bank, West 40, Al's Oasis, Chamberlain Food Center, Oasis Pump and Pack, by Farmco, Chamberlain Ready Mix, Fiery Brothers, Access Health Chamberlain, Bowie Foods, Car Swap, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. And our coverage of regional high school football on KPLO brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo, Buy Right Seeds, Agtegra, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and by Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by the Jet Lanes, Venture Communications, Kimball Livestock, Titan Machinery, and Wagner Auto Company of Pier. Again, John Neff, our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle from North Sioux City. We bid you all a very pleasant evening.